Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever really doubted that God does love you? Have you ever faced circumstances that caused you to say, "How could he love me when he's allowed circumstances as these?" It may have been the death of a child, a mate who deeply disappointed you, something you prayed about and your prayer was unanswered, so you thought. Perhaps you didn't verbalize it at all, but way down deep in your heart you thought, "How could this happen to me if God loved me?" This question of God's goodness is one that eventually confronts almost everyone. Shortly before his untimely death in an automobile accident, then the director of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Paul Little, wrote that the bottom line of our theology is whether or not God is good. If you are convinced he is good, then it isn't so difficult to accept the fact he loves you as a person. If you have questions that are on the back burner of your mind, you become the loser several ways. First, you are uncertain as to what your relationship with him really is. And then, secondly, your lack of peace regarding the matter keeps you from being a channel of his love to others. Those nagging questions effectively bottle up the flow of God's love through your life. Then those thoughts about God's lack of justice or goodness keep your heart torn up and peace escapes you. The solution begins by learning something of what the Bible says about the goodness of God and his personal love for you as an individual. Try to base your understanding of God on his word rather than circumstances, your feelings, or your emotions. In both the Old and New Testaments, the fact of God's love for you as a person is stated simply like the following. Ephesians 3:19 speaks of love which surpasses knowledge. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "God's love is everlasting." Psalm 103 verse 17 says, "His love is steadfast from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him." Then John 3:16 says, "God's love was so great, it compelled him to send his son." Jeremiah wrote that God's love is unceasing. The Apostle Paul wrote that nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither circumstances or emotions or even spiritual darkness. However, your attitude can be a dark cloud that effectively keeps his love from penetrating your heart. Suffice it to say that the Bible constantly says God loves you no matter how you feel about it. To be perfectly frank, I don't understand why he should love me. But long ago, I resolved the issue he does. And it was an understanding of the cross that helped me to understand he really does love me. It was at the cross where Jesus gave his life, and I came to understand love means commitment. Here is the highest measure of commitment. Friend, there's good news. God loves you as a person with a love that is unconditional. It's not based on your response. It's unending. On the banks of the Firth of Clyde in Scotland is a little stone church where a young pastor once began to lose his sight. Rejected by the young woman he loved and wanted to marry, he wrote these words, "O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe that in thy ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be." George Matheson discovered that God's love is unending, and so can you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.